Is it just that my EQ is off? I mean, is there anything else wrong with the sound of it?
Just everything.
It's you sounding like a chipmunk. Other than that, it's you know, the quality is not bad. It's just
could it be the sample rates aren't mixing up, so you're coming across faster than you should, and that's why it sounds sped up? Because it honestly sounds like you're on double speed too.
Happen to know the Chipmunks' Christmas lyrics by any chance?
Christmas. So which one? I know every single you one. Off every single one.
You had to ask.
Okay, don't.
That's the one. Yeah.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. I want a plane that loops the loop. I still want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't delay. I'm done.
I'm so glad I'm on tonight.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron episode 615 from the road. I am Jack Kerouac. Brian Kilby. That was a terrible joke. I literally just thought about that now. If I wanted to, I would actually start the show over, but I'm not so embarrassed that I'm going to. Chris, if you're watching videos, just facepalmed.
What else is new?
Yeah. John, how's it going?
It's good, Brian. How are you?
Great.
Sir?
I'm good. I'm in a hotel room right now.
I can see that.
Yeah, you can see that. It's hard. He's like, that doesn't look like your room.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
How's the lighting? How's the wall?
How's the what?
The wall art. How are the pictures on the wall? What are they?
Mirrors.
Oh.
No, there's one back there.
Well, it's to keep the Kenda out.
Like Joe Kenda from the Investigation Discovery?
No, Doctor Who Joe.
I listened to a podcast about the whole industry of hotel art. There's an entire industry. It's fascinating. Anyway, I was curious.
Is just not what you find at the local Goodwill?
No, there's a whole history of it, like, and how it transitioned from like serious high intellectual art into what it is now.
Painting behind me looks like a really muted Vasily Kandinsky. It's pretty boring. So, but otherwise, you know, mirrors are nice. Hey, I'm looking at myself right now. Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Not too bad.
This is the most boring intro ever. Jason's back.
Hi.
He's waving. How's the new job?
It's actually going pretty well. I like it. They seem to like me for some reason. Because I haven't been myself enough yet. Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Does it involve ham?
I have seen much ham since I've started.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's a half ham job.
It is a half ham job, exactly.
Oh god, I hope my boss isn't watching. That was Diecast.
Hey everyone.
Don.
Hello everybody.
Matt.
Massey. Right there. Right there's Massey. Yeah. Right there. No, he moved.
Yeah. Okay.
Don
cool.
And I are having a race that Don doesn't know about, and I think I'm winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you elaborate?
He's winning.
We're both shipping.
If he elaborates,
stuff.
Then Don will know too.
Yeah, well, it's okay because I'll still win. We're both shipping stuff to Matt, and we're going to see who stuff gets
win.
There first.
You'll win. He's already lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like a state away from Matt. That's you kind of had an advantage there.
It's Don. Yeah. Sorry, Don. But, you know.
I'm confused, but whatever.
Hasn't Matt been waiting like 10 months for something?
Oh, my God. The
Well, remember that time Don bought that Kamen Rider toy from JD, and, you know, pretty much just that again in reverse.
Did JD ever get that?
Yeah, I got it from JD. Matt, I am so sorry. I keep forgetting about that. I am so sorry.
It's amazing that you keep forgetting about it, since somehow it keeps getting brought up literally every week on the show.
Yeah. All right. I will get it out next week. I will get tomorrow, it out.
When Don and I have dinner tomorrow. I'll be like, Don.
Actually, okay. Brian, how are you at writing backwards?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, so get a Sharpie, and when you get to have dinner with Don, on his forehead, write backwards, you know.
I write backwards and upside down backwards.
I mean, you know, play it by ear, but I think just writing it backwards would be sufficient.
Cool. Sweet.
Okay. We don't want Don to have to hold his mirror upside down to read it also.
So actually, I've been bad about something. I remember back when my Kmart closed, I got those knockoff, whatever the hell they were. I'm actually bringing Don's tomorrow. I'm just going to give them to him. And Don's picking his ears for the video viewers. It was beautiful.
Sorry. No, my ear. Something.
He's got to stay clean.
Knockoff what? I don't. Kmart so there was so long ago, I don't remember.
Was it the ones with like the Cosmos and a couple other things in it?
There was the Kabay Ultra Magnus. I don't even remember what it all was in that set, but
Diecast got hit. This.
I got a couple, promised them out, and the only person that actually got theirs was Diecast. So they're so great, but Diecast did not mention those on what I got this week.
I forgot. I still have them upstairs. I love them.
They're not terrible. They're not awful. They're okay.
Yeah,
I've had much worse knockoffs. Oh, speaking of, I should have put those in what I got this week. Because I did get some Dollar Tree knockoffs.
Oh, I saw those. You tweeted that.
Yeah, we have show notes. I should look at those.
Oh, yeah. I worked hard on those for like 3.5 minutes today.
I'll go last on what we got this week. Don wants
to
go first.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that just for the structure of the show that I planned out in 3.5 minutes today.
All right. Well, I got two things I'm very, very happy for. One, thanks to Lucas over on TFYLP. When he was at TFCon, he got me Delta Magnus.
That's good. Which I
Diaclone never has been like a major thing for me, just because one of the price, the cost, and the characters don't have that much of a connection, considering I've got the Transformer versions. But I love this cross dimension stuff.
Oh, it's third party. It's not really Delta Magnus. What is it?
Delta Manus.
Delta Manus. Well, Delta Manus. And
Don, Jason from Get Right Robot designed that box.
Yeah, yeah. He was on the last TFYLP as a guest. So he talked about that a little bit. So I like that. But the most surprising find that I had this week was Galaxy Force Upgrade. Optimus, which is weird because in my area, I have yet to see a Wave 2 Siege figure deluxe.
That is crazy. That's not even due out till July.
Right.
At Walmart.
I found out when I went to get some Assy food on the way into work.
Say again?
I said it's like Scooby Snacks.
Is great, Don.
Yeah, it is. So I like him a lot. The Galaxy Force Optimus does a few things that I like better than Magnus, in the fact that there is a part that covers the hands in the back, which I'll try to show off here. It's part of the backpack, but if you can see, it covers. I'm not sure if you can see, but see that gray piece there between the guns?
Yeah.
That actually covers the hands. And even though the hands on Ultra Magnus are not that visible in trailer mode, you know, they're still there. That's at least covered. The one problem that I'm having is his Galaxy Force shoulder pads. His shoulder pads of power, they're supposed to plug in some way into the legs where this large hole is at.
Mm-hmm.
But the instructions are so crappy on showing you how they're supposed to be positioned. Even if you find a way to fit them in like this, they still stick out too far past the legs for the legs.
Can you demonstrate that? Can you demonstrate that for the people watching the video? You're just trying to fill the gap. Well, you're not actually showing it. Never mind.
Hey, Don, mail that to me. I'll review it, and I'll mail it back.
Yeah, but you'll break the shoulders if you review it.
Yeah. Because, see, the inside of the legs are hollow, of course, for the figure. What the pictures show is somehow they're supposed to go in some combination like this, in some fashion.
It looked like it worked.
Well, no, I'm just saying, see, though, it sticks
out. He's holding it there.
I'm holding it there. Because, see, you can see the red past the blue leg.
Yeah, yeah.
So the, stick it in what you straight. Mean. Stick it in
That's just it. That's just it.
Get it stuck.
No matter no matter what way I put it in, everything sticks past the blue leg. So when you try putting the legs together for vehicle mode, they won't stay stuck together because these two pieces are pushing them apart.
That sucks.
Yeah. So the instructions show it pointed a specific way, but you can't make out any details on the instructions to know exactly which way they're turned. And so I just cannot, maybe it's just me and my eyes, but I've tried every combination to find, and I can get it to fit, but it's like a fraction of an inch past the blue leg, and the legs won't stick together.
So Don, in the chat, Tom Hannigan is saying that those pieces are friction held. Put the front window up.
Put the front window up. Okay.
He's also saying it's Autobot symbol out.
Okay.
This sounds like
if you at home would like to join the live chat every week and, you know, participate in helping Don put his toys together, go to tfradio.net/live every Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern time.
So what you need to do is take that that leg piece and visualize it being flipped outward. And then what you need to do is, which way is the hand sticking? Is it sticking up? Is it sticking out?
I don't the hell know.
Okay.
Where's the North Star? Anything else?
Don, did you get anything
else?
Troubleshooting Transformers.
Yeah. I also picked up Shatter, and I also picked up Studio Series Cogman, because he's really pretty. I've heard there's some QC issues, but he's really pretty. And Shatter, I know there's QC issues with her, but while I was out, I found a figure that I flipped and made $15 profit, so I really only have $5 in Shatter. So I figured for $5, why not? I'll give her a shot.
You Donanomics it.
Yep.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Now I'm just explaining for any new listeners.
Yeah, hashtag Donanomics.
Yeah, I mean, and they might come out with it. I mean, I haven't opened her yet. I mean, I may wait to see if there's another production run or like this running change on Starscream, supposedly.
Hey.
If there's some kind of change to Shatter, I may just wait and swap her out. I don't know yet.
Someone has tweeted at you a picture of how the piece fits in the leg armor.
Okay. Whoever that was, thank you very much. I don't want to open up any more.
It's fellow.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm not going to open any more windows right now, considering the more windows I have open, the worse my internet gets. I will look at that later. Thank you very much.
Did we establish that you can get better internet? You're just too cheap to.
I think
we established that he could get more than 5 gigabytes per month, but is too cheap to.
His computer is still running a Pentium 2, so
no,
that's part of the problem.
No, I'm just saying the next level up goes from 69 to about 89 or 99, so I'm almost doubling my cost per month, and all I'm doing is getting more internet. Yeah. I'm not really getting better.
Yeah, it sucks.
So I have more of a bad thing, which is not Donanomics friendly.
So I was at my wife's cousin's house for a birthday party this past weekend, and he lives up in the woods, and it's beautiful there, and it makes me want to move back to Wilkes. But he has satellite internet.
Oh,
that's the best he can do. It's like where I was in 1998, and like this is horrible, but it's beautiful, and I could get a gigantic plot of land for very little. That's not swampy or marshy like it is here in Virginia.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
Well, all I want to say is these Hasbro instructions, the only way I got him in vehicle mode was to remember how Galaxy Force Convoy looked like and try to find stuff that would shove together. Because
that's good to know.
The way it shows in there is they've added extra steps. but in this document for in the format they've got with these gray striped lines and this lack of detail on the illustrations, it's like, what the hell are you doing?
Well,
like,
and the matte printing that they use on the U.S. versions of the instructions also seem to reduce the contrast, which makes it harder to tell what's going on. Yes. We talked about this some with the Last Night toys, because Diecast was getting some of the Asian ones, and I saw it too with the Cogman I got through him. Like, they're much, the instructions for being the same art are much clearer on the glossy print that the Hasbro Asia instructions are using.
If the instructions had shown the Autobot symbol on the side facing out, then I would have had a lot better visual cue on which way they're supposed to go. But considering both sides look very similar on gray, on gray, on gray, there's just not a lot to go by.
Yeah.
But yeah. it's definitely a nice figure. I like the regular vehicle mode. I like the upgrade. I'm definitely glad I got it, because I was afraid it'd be like, it's just going to be another Galaxy. No, but it's not. It's a really good
figure. It's substantially smaller.
Yes. But it's still definitely nice.
Yeah, Diecast, you go.
All right, so everyone knows that every once in a while I get some mystery stuff in my box of Tap Bell. This time I got a I guess it's an upscaled Voyager movie Grimlock.
I think that looks like Leader movie Grimlock to me. That's
really.
Yeah, I got sent one of those to review for T-Formers, 5 years ago. Jeez. Yeah, that's the Leader class one.
I mean, it's definitely a knockoff. I didn't transform it. Didn't come with a box or instructions or anything. It just came wrapped in bubble wrap in my box.
Can you definitively say that's a knockoff? Because, boy, that sure looks authentic.
Yeah, I've seen, having held the actual toy, that may be real, Diecast.
I don't understand why they would send me a real.
Did you ask
because
for it?
They can't get rid of it?
Yeah, they
probably had enough to go around.
Yeah, it's not a great toy. It's not terrible, but it's just kind of weird.
Especially if you got it wrapped in bubble wrap, it was probably just sitting around.
Yeah, I mean, they probably get rid of a small pile of factory seconds, which is a lot of the stuff that turns up on eBay and Taobao. Well, not eBay so much anymore, but Taobao for the early samples that come out. Like, remember all your Titans Return stuff that was missing wheels and things?
Yeah, they were terrible. but my mind wipe was like a jigsaw puzzle trying to figure out that one. But yeah, I got him, whatever he is.
CZ in the chat says Diecast accidentally human traffics.
And then I also
That's
got,
not funny, but it is.
This is really funny too. It's a Brave Warrior space robot transformation. It's a non-transforming little chibi Megatron from the Last Night movie.
Weird.
Yeah, but he's a Brave Warrior, and he's space robot, global shock coming, most hot product. And, so, but they do list him as Megatron on the back of the, packaging as like the cross promotion with the other, items. And so it's just a really weird extra, like, you know, I didn't order this, it just came in the box.
Everyone knows Hasbro doesn't look at the back of the toys when they decide whether they're going to sue or not.
Right.
yeah, like the front of the toy doesn't have his name, but the back cross product shots do. So it's definitely a neat little thing to have. And I don't have to open it up because it doesn't transform.
Yeah.
What? I don't know.
Now this I got from. Look, it's
is that drugs?
God Almighty! It's for people, for the 95% of you listening, it's a nondescript bag that Diecast got.
A nondescript zip top bag, yes.
And
did you buy graham crackers someplace with no FDA? That's a bad idea.
you mean buying them from the U.S.? Sorry.
Well, yeah.
So this I want to do a review on. It just came today, and it's a new set of windows for the MS-01, the Magic Square Masterpiece Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about these windows is it kind of hides all the junkiness inside his chest. So I found a person on TFW that was making these and selling these in the MSO1 thread. And they were only like $12 shipped.
Oh,
and
nice.
I can't wait to put them in. Of course, they just came in the mail today, so I didn't have a chance yet. But they look really nice, and I think they're going to take care of the major problem I have with that Magic Square Optimus Prime, is I don't like all the stuff in his chest, especially being visible. So that's really cool. Something I didn't bring down, I actually tweeted a picture to Matt. I got a knockoff of the Perfect Effects. What is that white Prime that goes with the Ultra Magnus? The Combiner Wars Ultra Magnus, I think it was,
yeah,
right?
Sure, what do you call that?
Nether Prime?
No. It was...
I can't remember what the toy's called.
It's just the Ultra Magnus cab robot, but it's the Perfect Effect one that fits inside the Combiner Wars.
It was right. Jinrai with a J for Prime, so...
Yeah, because everyone else was picking that up. It was like $50. And I think
something like that.
The KO was like 12 or something. So I might as well try.
Oh, I didn't know there was a KO of that.
Yeah, what kind of quality on that?
It's actually pretty good. It's not bad at all.
Can you get another one?
It's a really good toy. It's a really good toy.
Probably can.
If you can, I would like to get that from you at cost.
Yeah.
Same.
And then...
please.
Oh, exhaust. Oh, no, it's Wheeljack.
Cartoon colors.
Colors. Plus Wheeljack.
Nice. Was it 20 plus? Whatever number he was.
Another weird thing about when I buy masterpieces off of Taobao, it is a seller that I know they're legit. They're not KOs or anything. But you get a set of Japanese instruction, or should I say Japanese Chinese? You get a set of instructions in another language that don't actually ship in the box. Like, they just give them to you with the box, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, those very well may be Chinese, since you're getting probably stuff that's made for Hasbro Asia.
Yeah. I think that is Chinese from what I can see.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool that they send you two sets of instructions.
Are they otherwise identical?
Yeah,
just the text?
I believe so. Yeah, it's just
the Hasbro, yeah, Hasbro actually... Asia ones are the ones that come with the collector's coins with the styled holder.
Oh, those collector's coins.
Yeah, but the fact that it comes with instructions in both Japanese and Chinese is a pretty good sign that, yeah, that is definitely legit. That's a Hasbro Asia, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And that just
came out, so the KOs aren't out yet. I mean, at least that we know of.
I mean, theoretically, since it's just a deco change, like, you know, if somebody looked at those promo pictures, they could have designed a new paint job for that and actually had the KO out to market before the official one.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, just to let you know, one of the sellers I get some third-party stuff from has a KO of the LeBron Prime already up for pre-order to be shipping in April.
That was quick.
Yeah
that's a fast turnaround time.
Can they get me MP711?
Yeah, why isn't somebody knocking that off?
Why? Yeah, that's a good question. I'm surprised they didn't do that as a KO.
Well, I mean, cheesing off the car is one thing. Do you want to cheese off 7-Eleven?
I really wouldn't care about 7-Eleven.
I had a Slurpee today. It was delicious on the drive-in.
I think I mentioned this, that I was going to be picking this up.
I remember that last week.
Yeah, the KO of the Black Prime in that... Make Toys Cross Dimensions, whatever he's called, Magnus. There you go, Manus.
That's Striker Noir, black one.
We make fun of how many Nemesis Prime color schemes there are, but it always looks so nice.
It does.
It does. It really does.
Yeah, and the KO was cheap. I mean, I haven't opened it up to see the quality because it came today, but it was cheap compared to the actual, like, buying it from Make Toys.
Mm.
And then I also got the Make Toys Cross Dimensions Jetfire.
The black one just came out late last month, didn't it?
The black one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then this one just came out too. A lot of the stores didn't even get this in yet. So this is the one I wanted. But I have so many of that Magus mold or maggot mold.
Madness.
Yeah, Madness mold that, you know, I figured I, you know, I got plenty of these guys to go around to armor up.
I bet it'll look great on the shiny one.
I think I got two more things.
How can you tell?
Find them?
I don't know where I put that other one.
Okay, well, that means diecast is done.
Oh, no, wait. I'll just say it since I don't have it. I got the last Zeta Toys combiner.
Aerial Bot?
Yeah, Aerial Bot Skydive. So I'm finally going to get the build Superion.
And he's going to be like 2.5 feet tall.
The last thing I got is FT-10X.
Huh.
Phoenix. So he also
is that the upgraded paint job?
This is the upgraded paint job, limited edition, impossible to find. I had to pull a couple strings from one of the Taobao sellers to get this at a decent price.
Cool.
So yeah, that's all I got this week.
Now, I did see a video review of that diecast, and they did a side-by-side. There's not a lot of paint differences on that figure. Not as much as we were being led to believe.
Isn't it just the backpack is shiny now? Like, wasn't that the only thing that was ever different?
It has a white pearl paint in it, is what I heard, but...
Yeah, well, it's a very subtle, not even really a shade difference, just add a little bit of finish to it, and the gun is slightly... darker gray, and they chromed the backpack to match the lay chrome on the original. But that's from what the video I saw, that was about it. It wasn't as big of a change as we all thought it would be with the reissue coming out.
Cool. Anything else? Anybody? Who else?
I got one thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.
Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. I got Siege Starscream, which
nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little figure. I really wish I had gotten the version with the running change to have the pin in the chest plate because there's that mechanism to get the, you know, head popped back out, turning it back to robot mode is really neat. And if it didn't, you know, fling the chest piece off to try and use it, that would be great.
Are we sure that that's a running change? Because I've heard some people say that that's just a custom someone did.
I know at least one person did a custom job in.
I also saw where someone modified their early Starscream to do the same thing with like a drill press and everything. We'll just have to wait and see for more examples of Starscream to show up to determine whether there's a real running change. But my thought on that right now is that's a really weird thing to try to fake.
Yeah. But at any rate, whether or not it's a running change, it really should have a pin there because it would work. So it would work just perfectly if it did. And the fact that there's a hole in the chest plate where they obviously thought about it at some point, it just, yeah. But otherwise, I like it pretty well. Articulation is decent. I feel like of the Decepticons I've gotten so far, it probably has the least, the likeness I like the least. The head sculpt I'm not super thrilled with, but that's kind of true of the sculpt in general with this. But just on an engineering level, I really kind of like it. And just, I also feel like the way it transforms is neat, and it kind of, in to a certain extent, gets a bad rap because we were, you know, hoping for that, you know, perfect D4 form factor. We did not get it, but what it does pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I like the robot mode in terms of how the build feels. The posability is good on it. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of the styling, and while there's neat bits of the transformation, it doesn't seem like. It seems like they could have done more with it than they did.
Yeah, possibly so. I do appreciate that he has wrist swivels. It's nice mm-hmm. to have those for once on, you know.
Okay, so now on yours, mm-hmm. when I turn the wrist swivels on mine, it makes the forearm panels pop open, you know, as if you're going to stow the fist away. Does that happen on yours?
A little bit, yeah, because those wrist swivels are very tight. I had the mushroom peg try and push itself out of the joint at one point, too.
And those forearms don't seem to lock closed either.
Not very well, no. That's yeah, that could definitely be better.
Oh, speaking of running changes while I'm thinking of it, mm-hmm. I saw a photo on Twitter. It was from one of the usual Japanese Transformers toy bloggers, but I don't remember which one specifically. Mm-hmm. But they were showing their Japanese release Megatron, and they've actually thickened the neck plate, the collar plate, a little bit, so mm-hmm. it should sit a little bit more solidly in the socket and not, you know, fold in like the Hasbro early ones did. We might end up seeing that running change on the reship of Megatron for Wave 4.
I'm going to have to look at Combat Megatron next to that then, because I feel like Combat Megatron's neck plate wanted to stay in place a lot more than my regular Megatron. So that change may already be in effect on that figure. So
that's a great change because that's the one thing I hated about that toy.
Yeah. Did you get Combat Megatron?
I did, but I didn't transform him or mess around with him.
It's worth doing.
I can't find him.
He's in a pile somewhere.
Exactly.
God, I know that feeling, but yeah, it's worth taking a look at him, because I found that Combat Megatron's tolerances were just about better across the board. So, but yeah, Starscream is decent. I like the jet mode more than I did in pictures. There's a couple little things that it could do better, and just the styling is not my ideal for Starscream, especially, you know, in the you know, next to all these nice Sunbow styled robot modes we've been getting, he's just not quite there. There will be a full review of this on T-Formers in the future.
Cool. Matt.
So I got a Marvel Legends Spider-Ham. That was an impulse buy today.
Oh, nice.
What do you got?
I was out looking for a Galaxy Upgrade Optimus Prime, but alas, it has not shown up here. So Spider-Ham was my consolation prize.
I think the Talonman's too small for a Walmart, so I need to venture forth tomorrow on the way to Don's and find one.
And I got a Shout Factory delivery today. I got Ninpu Sentai Hurricaneer.
Okay.
You say Ninpu?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I made a purchase from tfradio.net/Amazon this past week.
Ooh, what? Anything good?
About $100 worth of shelves. And about $75 of them actually got delivered to my house.
Oh, no.
Yes,
what happened to the other $25 of them?
I had to go talk to the post office today. They're on it.
Boy.
All I'm going to go into, they were quite helpful. So we'll see if I get my other shelving unit here in the next couple days.
I have to say, I really do like living 20 minutes away from Amazon fulfillment center, because I really like Amazon's internal delivery. Mm. They're, for the most part, great.
Well, my address here is not the easiest place to deliver to anyway.
Yeah. All the snow.
No, just... I kind of live in the middle of a field, so.
That's good. Anybody else, John?
No, nothing Transformers related. So, in the interest of time, carry on.
They say time is
to fire and which we burn.
Okay, so I've been on a tear, thanks to Chris, giving me a bad idea to look at eBay a couple weeks back. During the show. So I'm just going to go over. I don't have it with me since I'm in a hotel. I only have one thing with me that I brought specifically for this. But I'll go over it. So basically, I have 100 searches saved, which is the limit of items that you can search for. But I've mentioned before how I've gotten rid of things in the past, and I regret it. There's a period in my life when I thought, oh, I'm out of Transformers. So I got rid of a couple hundred things. I've gotten a lot of those back in the last couple weeks. So one thing I got back was the Robots in Disguise Bludgeon based on the Megatron figure. So one thing I got that and I really like that. I need to get the what is it, reverse convoy, because I used to have the reverse convoy as well. And that's something, it's a safe search. yeah, I know, right? So one thing, I'm also realizing that I'm missing probably more Generations figures than I thought. Mostly boring stuff like Generations packaged, like Minicon figures, which, you know, I barely count that. But anything that's like originally a Generations mold, even if it's a repaint, I want. So I don't have Generation Skullgren based off the Dark Mount mold. Well, now I do. So I remember skipping it. I remember skipping it in the store years ago. I was at Walmart, and I'm like, it's like, do I really want all the repaints for Generations? And, you know, in like 2010 Brian or whatever, was like, no.
It was Skullgren.
I know. I know. Great
mold, too. Yes, I know. Love that mold, actually.
I know.
God, I fixed it. Some of the best molds came out around that time.
Yeah, I know. So something else I got that I skipped on originally, I don't know if I saw it in stores, but I know I skipped it, was the Generations Ultimate Gift Set, the one that features the G2 Jazz, yeah, the Combat Hero.
Very nice.
Optimus Prime,
Motor Breath, and Thundercracker. So I got that for like $50. So, I mean, it's not too bad for, you know, what it is.
No. If you open that, be careful, because the deluxe G2 Optimus is still in the state where if you put the sword in the hand, it will stress the hand.
Oh, yeah, I'm just looking in the box.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. Something else I got rid of. I don't even know why I bothered picking it up, but it's on the list. The Universe Spy Changer 2-pack of the yellow Optimus Prime and the Autobot Prowl, the police car.
Huh.
Yeah, so... something I didn't have in my Beast Wars collection was Grimlock, but I have to say the one that I bought, it had the accessories, but it's missing the mutant head, which I didn't realize, and it's missing one of the raptor arms. So I'm going to have to buy another one. Well, the cool thing is I can just buy one now that's incomplete, as long as it's got the body bits for cheap, and just replace it.
Is that the white and gold Dinobot?
Yep.
Dalmatian.
That's a good way of putting it.
That thing will gold plastic syndrome. So
yeah, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons I never went after that, because I really kind of liked how it looked, but I just kind of figured it would disintegrate on me.
I mean, maybe we'll do a masterpiece repaint into that.
Yeah,
I'm sure they will. Got to use that mold for something.
But this is the original version, the 1996 Beast Wars Megatron. What's the Ultra class?
Ultra, yeah.
$20. It's a $20 toy. It's bigger than a leader class toy now. So I like it. I really like it, actually.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that we get things now that have much better likenesses for the show model than that. But as some people pointed out on Twitter, if we got a new version of this, the transformation probably wouldn't be as fun, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's okay. Yeah. And I got it, you know, not very expensive. But I got it complete. I was pretty happy with that. A couple other classic things I got. Excuse me. I finally got a GoBot Scooter. I wanted Scooter my entire life. I love Scooter, and I got one with nice, tight joints. So
Scooter's a fun little figure. I mean, his characterization, people, you know, in the cartoon.
Oh, in the comics is awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, everyone judges GoBots based on the cartoon. It's like, don't judge them by the cartoon. That's as fast as Hanna-Barbera at its cheapest.
But the Tom Scioli comic, it's awesome. So, it's great. I also got the blue leader one because I've been wanting that for a while too, so I picked that up. Some non-classic stuff I got, Siege stuff. I got Starscream. It's okay. I mean, I like the robot mode again, but it's too panel-y. Not in the transformation, but just like there are too many panels etched onto it. I kind of hate that. Soundwave, which I like a lot better.
Yeah.
I really like Soundwave. It is so much better than basically any Voyager scale sound wave that we've gotten, which I guess is the Fall of Cybertron one. I don't know if there's another one.
Yeah.
All the one.
Yeah.
But I think I like it better than the Leader Class toy.
Hmm.
I just really like it. I also got, I wasn't going to buy it because I have it coming from Hasbro Pulse, but my Walmart stocked the deluxes. Hmm. So I got 6 gun. And
how many?
One. I mean, I have 2 on the way. So, okay. I know, but it's $20, and I have the other for $10, so I have that coming. But like, how do you make 6 gun like a modern awesome toy? He can bend at the knees. It's like, what kind of magics is this? It's crazy.
To add to Don's consternation too, I was at my local Walmart yesterday, and they had like 3 cases worth of Siege Wave 2 deluxes back in stock.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that mine had 2 cases worth today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a constellation that I've got Galaxy Force Optimus, I guess.
Yeah, I did not find
Galaxy Force. That's a pretty good constellation, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't. Go ahead. Okay, so, and final thing I got, yesterday from Hasbro, I was invited to the second part of the Bots Challenge. So Hasbro and Hasbro PR was nice enough to send us 8 of the 8 packs and a box of the blind packs of Bots Series 2. So I'm going to go ahead and try to open a couple of these just on the stream because I told Hasbro I was going to. So I'm going to here. Here's one of the blind pack figures. This one is, I'm looking at the code, number 23. So for reference, number 23. I'm opening it. Let's see what I find.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. Now they're, like they list, they have rares and super rares. It comes down to whether or not how rare the super rares are. I mean, there may be some fudging on those numbers. Mm-hmm. But... okay, so number 23, and I just didn't want to open. This one is, look at the name, because I never remember the names. Overpack. And Overpack is a backpack.
Hmm.
So, orange backpack, so Chris would like that. Yeah, so that's, he's nice and tight. Okay. Yeah, I like this. This is I love bots. I think we all know that, but the plastic quality feels a little better, maybe.
Oh, that's good.
Less rubbery, maybe. But I'll open a couple more, but there. Sorry, I'm on my laptop, so my camera is not as good, but the lighting is horrible here. But so that was number 23. Number 19. Number 19. What do we have here, number 19? Oh, this is the hot sauce bottle. So that's, like, made right for me.
Sriracha.
Yeah, he's got, you can't see it because of the crappy lighting. He's got the little pepper. Ooh, can't see it, crappy. Oh, there you go. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, cool. That's a pretty good label.
Yeah.
He's a pepper. Don't you want to be a pepper?
I like the name too, though, Sriracha.
Yeah. He's very happy that he's so spicy. Yeah, my horrible camera. Oh, Dell, you gave me a horrible camera on this laptop.
Should have big surprise there.
Let's pay for a better one. And this one, dude. This is. Dude, you're stuck with a Dell. This is 18. This one is, what the heck is this? I don't know what this is. Is it like a coffee? Is it like a demented coffee maker or something?
I think that is...
That is not the coffee maker. The coffee maker is the dinosaur, and I think you would be able to tell that one.
It is. When I open it up...
Only on RFC, the coffee maker is the dinosaur. Will you hear those words?
Yeah, you would think that, right? Yeah, so yeah. This one is, I tore the paper, Frizzle Fry.
Oh, that's the blow dryer.
Oh, that is a blow dryer. Oh, I see it. It could also pass for like a nozzle for a water hose.
Brian doesn't need it a hair dryer, so that's I have a hard time. It.
I was trying to grab my hair out, but I had to take a business trip, and I'm like, my hair looked horrible, so I just shaved it off. So the 8-pack. The 8-pack I brought with me is actually the Swag Stylers. So the Swag Stylers, I actually brought it because it has the camera with it.
Which, that camera, I think, is a redeco from Series 1.
It is, but I don't understand the deco on it. It's blue, red, and yellow, and black. But you can see this here. I'm not really going to do anything, but I will open the blind one just for the sake of time. I'm going to do like some video stuff. Oh, goodness. I got to pull the instructions out to actually figure out what this is. This is not... I don't know if this is a repaint of something... I don't know if this is something a repaint. It's not.
Hold up, let's see.
Oh no, it looks like the transformation scheme for another toy, but it's not. Arms pop out, kind of like a penguin. I should be showing this on video.
It's a penguin.
Well, it sure is a thing.
It is a thing.
Is that the redeco of the energy drink from Series 1?
Is it?
It's more like a ketchup or mustard bottle.
Yeah, but I think it's a drink. Oh gosh, he's got a mohawk.
We cannot hear you, Jason.
Yeah, there it is. It looks like
it's
repainted that
it's
one.
The spray can. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Redeco Frohawk?
Yes.
That's a great name. I love how Jason on our video has a little Autobot Decepticon symbol transition. But yeah, so thanks to Hasbro again for sending these. I'm going to do some more unboxing of them on my good system at home with a nice camera and good lighting. But I'm thinking about doing it on Periscope. Just so
you should keep that bot in frame. It's helping your white balance a lot.
Yeah.
Can you just hold that there for the rest of the show?
Actually, it is helping my white balance. That's hilarious. Yeah.
The power of BotBots compels you.
Yes. BotBots fixes everything.
But I'm going to open these up on, I'm thinking Periscope, and I'll probably do a blog post. I want to do more written content for the site because, you know, search engines.
Yeah.
Value in that. But, yeah, again, thanks Hasbro for sending these. It's BotBots are my favorite thing ever, so I appreciate, you know, them thinking of us for that. Okay, so
now nearly an hour into the show, let's move into the news.
So in the news,
it won't take long.
Yeah, BotBots Series 2 5 packs at U.S. retail.
That's the only thing we didn't get in the BotBots challenge pack this time around.
Yeah. Oh, another thing, the box, you know, came with, again, it was a nice display box. This one, unlike the last one, though, hurt my feelings to open it because I had to tear it because there's the tear cardboard zipper thing that I can't fix. So, like, my original BotBots challenge box is displayed, you know, proudly. But it came with a checklist poster and a listing of what the BotBots challenge is, which talks about, again, the rares. And according to some folks like MCypher on the Twitters, there's some question around actually how rare some of these are. Maybe some of these classifications are a little arbitrary, which would make me happy. Because with my kids and the stupid... I hate to say stupid because we're doing a podcast about Transformers. But the LOL dolls, you know, it's like throwing money away. It's like, oh, this is super rare. And I'm like, it's still a cheap piece of plastic that, you know, you won't have in 6 months. But it's a super rare. Okay.
I mean, if they want to call them super rares, I'm fine with it as long as they continue to, you know, pack them in even number. Like, you know, every case has the same quantity of every one, even if there's just one per case. It's not like there's one of this bot per, you know, 5 or 10 cases.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not go back to Power of the Force and creating artificial rarity, because that will cause me to hurt people.
Right.
Because I've lived through that once. I'm not doing it again.
Well, I just want to clarify that I don't tell my kid, yeah, this is a piece of crap plastic that you won't have in 6 months. I smile and nod. I don't, you know, fill their head full of that. Because I've got nothing. I've got, you know, no firm ground to stand on, because I've been spending stupid amounts of money on baseball cards. Just because I've been hoping to land, like, autographed cards, and which I've managed to get one, and relic cards. I am like a sucker for relic cards. Oh, this card has a piece of a fiber on it that belonged to Jose Canseco in a shirt that he wore in 1996. That is awesome. Yes, I will pay $3 for that. So yeah.
Oh, well, for $3, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm a sucker for that stuff. I pulled a relic card out of like a box of Allen and Ginter that I got at Walmart yesterday on clearance, and it made me very happy. So, but yeah, no firm ground to stand on when it comes to spending stupid money on stupid things.
What about you, Diecast?
Ha!
No comment.
there's also a sticker book coming out in September that has the bios of these guys, and this is my favorite thing ever, I think. I'm super stoked.
I'm kind of wondering if this isn't what the ultimate guide we saw at Toy Fair wound up being, because
yeah,
I mean, just adding stickers to it and going this route seems like it'd make as much sense as anything.
I'm also a sucker for stickers. I love them. Includes data files on 120
Cocoa Puffs.
I don't like Cocoa Puffs that much, but I do like Cookie Crisp. Yeah, this is, I can't wait to get it. Also, I got a ship date for that Transformers joke book that we saw on Amazon. I think it's coming out in April now.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. God, I can't wait to get it, but it's going to be horrible. Guarantee you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible. So that's a thing. So the question came up, we've been talking about whether or not Omega Supreme is bigger than Devastator or not. And now we know, and knowing it's half the battle. And it really is. He is noticeably taller than Devastator.
And beefier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really do like how that looks. Size for Omega.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm really going to like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I am. I mean, I can't say I wasn't tempted by some of the third-party Devastators. And again, those are a different price point, not in the sense that they cost more, but they do. But they're also more masterpiece-y and not Generations. I like the Generations format or aesthetic better than the Masterpiece aesthetic at this point. Mm. So this is more what I want. But, like, Gabriel was really tempting for DX9. And if I could snag that for, like, the cost of this at some point, I might do it.
Well, there's always Taobao.
Yeah. There's always Taobao. That's the name of a podcast we should do. Well, there's always Taobao.
That'll just be the rebranded, retooled There Goes My Money.
Yeah.
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 No, I mean, you could still possibly take the Gabriel option at some point, because I have my doubts whether we'll see Omega Sentinels from this Hasbro toy.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the Gabriel, I mean, they showed pictures of their Guardian Omega Sentinel a while back, and I haven't seen anything on that recently, because I wanted to get that to go with my Fans Project Omega, and I still haven't seen anything on that for months.
Fans Toys, not Fans Project.
Sorry, Fans Toys. Sorry.
If it was Fans Project, the original still wouldn't be out.
Hey, so while we're talking about third-party stuff, and you know, I made some people mad in the chat last week talking about the Zeta Toys upcoming Predator King. So I'm going to say something nice about Zeta Toys. There's Superion. I was looking. Somebody posted a photo of it this week, and it made me really want it. Diecast, do you have it?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I just got the fifth member today, so I haven't put it together.
It looked so nice combined.
Yeah, and the toys really for me. I wanted to talk about this. I completely forgot. Their quality control is terrible. I've had 3 out of 5 have issues. The last one I just got in, it was like a Build-A-Figure. There were so many pieces of it laying in the box. Luckily, I wasn't missing any pieces.
I read about that from other people, too.
Yeah, so it's like the nice thing is the jet, once you get it tabbed into place, it is a really solid jet. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a solid combiner. Individual figures, the plastic's a little bit thin, a little bit flimsy in some areas. The quality control's not there. Like, it's just, if they could increase their quality control and maybe thicken their plastic, or maybe in some parts where they're using plastic, use some die cast instead for some of the movable pieces and stuff that are thinner, they would be top notch. But they're just not, they're almost like a B league compared to an A league.
So you're comparing them to Fans Toys. What's the price difference? What's the delta in the price between Fans Toys and Zeta Toys generally, though?
Well, these jets, I think they're around 70. But they're talking about going up $20 per figure.
Actually, I guess you're more talking about Fans Project. I always do that. So, but I guess it's both, right? You would say Fans Toys and Fans Project are A-League, where this is more...
I mean, there's a couple companies in that A category that I would say. Zeta just has a very thin type of feel to them, same as the Toy World stuff used to, but Zeta was doing the Toy World stuff, you know, back then, so it kind of makes sense.
But the pictures I saw looked beautiful of the thing combined. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why when Matt and I saw it at TFCon in the display case with all 5 of them combined in the Spirion, I was like, oh, I have to get that.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've watched a couple of videos. I don't plan on getting any of them just because of their Aerobots. But most everyone I've seen, it says the combined mode is one of the most stable combiners that.
Unlike the G1 Superion.
Yes, Mr. Floppy Pants. Yeah.
So, Don, from your experience, are all the Superions pretty floppy?
Well, see, I really don't have any other than the G1 Superion and Combiner Wars. I really don't have any. I never got the second one from TFC because I heard
No. I'm only talking about G1 Superion. The G1.
Yeah, both my original G1 and this G2 version. Are both just...
My G2's okay, but my G1's floppy, so my G1 is actually on my... G1 Superion's actually on the list of 100 save searches for place.
Yeah.
But maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll just stay with the ones I have.
Well, Landcloss is the exact same way. Landcloss is... He's a little steadier because the bots are a little more beefy individually, but he still has that... The way the legs form, he still does this... back and forth kind of thing. So, you know, I think it's just more physics doesn't like the way that design works than it is
bad engineering.
Yeah, it's like I'm Mr. Floppy Pants.
Yeah, okay, cool. So let's go ahead and move on. So there's new upcoming product codes, including Siege, Cyberverse, and reissues. I think, if I remember correctly, there's all of one Siege figure that I remember seeing on this. No, there's more. So this is an updated list compared to what I originally saw. So we have for Cyberverse, Slipstream, Warrior 2-Pack, and Spark Armor Cheetor. I'm trying to remember, have we seen any of the other Beast Wars characters for Cyberverse?
No, Cheetor was in the promo reel for Cyberverse Season 2. And otherwise, in terms of Beast characters, there's Skybite.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we've seen Skybite, of course. Yeah, sweet. Okay. Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Skybite looked great. For G1 reissues, we see Optimus Prime 1986. 86 Optimus Prime.
That's probably the one that's already out. I didn't double check the product code, but not everything on here is 100% new. So
like the closest thing 86 Optimus Prime would have been Ultra Magnus,
or dead.
Yeah, because what was it 88 when Power Master? Yeah,
I believe so.
So yeah, that's weird. G1
without.
Go ahead, Don.
I'm just saying, could they have maybe meant Rodimus instead of Optimus?
Who knows?
Because the hot rod sold so well.
Yeah. Well, actually, Don.
Oh yeah, can you imagine them selling Rodimus Prime without the trailer?
Double Convoy, you know, they're two Optimus Primes. If you remember your Headmasters dubs. So two Optimus Primes. Okay. True. Oh God! Wish I could go two episodes without talking about the dubs. G1 Legion class assortment,
which is the mini cars.
Yeah, G1 Soundwave cassette 2-pack. We know about that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, Studio Series Voyager Megatron. Is that the battle damaged one?
Yeah.
Okay. And Leader Megatron,
which is a new thing. That's a new code.
Which form of Megatron?
There's two possibilities that immediately jump out. One is that this is just some kind of deco variant, like maybe, or more battle damage, like that Voyager Megatron listed alongside it, or maybe this is the first sign of Studio Series, the Last Night Megatron.
Oh, I like that Megatron. So yeah.
It's a good design.
Good design. I like the sword.
I don't think everybody was entirely happy with the leader toy from the Premier Edition line. So
Voyager toy is fine.
Yeah, a second pass at that leader, maybe, you know, leaning into the Voyager's engineering a little bit more.
The thing is that, remember, at that toy fair, when that came out, that was like the big winner, the leader class toy, just from a visual perspective.
Yeah, and the Voyager too, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that made me really lust after movie toys. So that's, you know, it's hard.
It was a good showpiece to like highlight the design style difference between that series and the movie toys that came before.
Okay. For Siege, Deluxe Ratchet, finally, thankfully. Yes. Sound Blaster Voyager, Micromaster Mega Value 10 pack. So have we gotten 10 so far?
There will have been 10 MicroMasters and maybe 12 by the time this would come out, even if you're not counting the Soundwaves cassettes.
So, I mean, there could be repaints, maybe, probably not, but maybe. I guess.
I mean, I would hope there's redecos and it's not just a straight re-release of all the ones you bought separately at a lower price, theoretically.
It could be, but yeah, hopefully not.
The only thing I'm worried about, Brian, I just posted this in the chat, it would mean all new molds, but I'm just worried that what if they actually complete
MicroMaster?
But I know, but I'm just saying, the only way to get the complete MicroMaster Patrols of 4 is to buy this set of 10. This set are the rest of those patrols. It's the other two Autobot race car. But
does not sound impossible.
Patrols, yeah. So I mean, that's what worries me.
So that would be great. So, Leader Astrotrain, which we've talked about before, Deluxe Blue Streak, Voyager Megatron,
Special Edition.
Voyager. Yeah. So, more battle damage paint apps.
No. Remember Toy Fair, there was that table of stuff that the fan site people didn't get to see. They took it all away before everybody came out with the presentation, but it had those mock-ups showing the cel-shaded deco style Optimus and Megatron, which that has to be what that is, because the Sound Blaster we saw the test shot of is listed here too.
That would be great.
The Blue Streak that was with them.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
So we've got more of this stuff basically tied up now with actual like numbers, which gives us more of an indication of when to be looking for this. Like it seemed pretty obvious because of the mock-up state of the stuff too. That was probably going to be closer to last quarter of this year than summer time.
and we saw 35th anniversary on the packaging, that would put it around actually the 35th anniversary of the cartoon premiering.
So, well, yeah, it also rules out that they would, you know, let it just like bump into 2020 because then it wouldn't be the 35th anniversary anymore. So, although that would be a very Hasbro move in some respects.
So I want to change gears real quick for 1 second. So, because we got a lot of flack for this 5 or 6 months ago when we were really negative on the Siege stuff. I think this is awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm all about repaints if they're done in an interesting way. And if these turn out really to be, like, you know, cel-shaded. And that I think that's great. Siege in general has been substantially better than we thought going in. Yeah. So, I think Hasbro is really... I think I'm going to say, using a baseball metaphor, they're definitely over 300. I don't think they're not batting 400, but it's a solid 320. So,
I mean, I talked about this a little bit with Hey Mickey recently ish. Like, I can't even feel too bad about the price increase across the board on the Siege stuff because, like, there is a proportionate increased feeling of quality in a lot of the toys.
Oh, yeah.
So you actually feel like you're getting. Okay, maybe you don't exactly feel like you're getting $20 out of every deluxe, but, like, you don't feel like you're hugely over... You're not getting the same thing you were getting for $16 last year, but now it's at $20. Like, the value proposition has gone up, even if I still would prefer them to be a little bit cheaper for what I'm actually getting.
I'm still not in love with Siege. I mean, it has some stuff going for it. I love Cog. I love Six Gun. Hound is just a really good toy.
Mm-hmm.
Omega Supreme looks like he's going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm still pretty negative overall on it. Sorry.
Was it Titans Return when we started getting the especially hollow Transformers, or was that in Combiner Wars?
Combiner
Wars.
Okay, so they are doing a so much better job now with obscuring, or at least placing the hollow bits where they're not incredibly obvious.
And that was actually something that was specifically called out in part one of the interview with John Warden about Omega Supreme on Hasbro Pulse almost 2 weeks ago now. Like, it was in reference to Omega Supreme, but you can see that, like Brian's pointing out across the board here, they're making an effort to close up and hide some of those hollow spaces so the toys look more solid. I mean, they can't do it on everything. Ironhide has a couple of pretty obvious big empty spaces, especially on the back of the forearms, but that's kind of just a trade-off for the toy being bigger than most of the rest of the toys in its size class.
I still appreciate the effort they're putting in, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It does help when everything you can't see, like, the inner workings of the legs on every figure.
Yeah. Well, it's like,
yeah, you know, I mean, I still have a lot of the style. Hold on, Don. I still have a lot of the stylistic problems that I did initially just looking at the stuff before it came out. But, like, I'm so much more satisfied with how it feels in hand. Like, that's balancing it a lot too, and I feel a lot more positive about the line in general than just the initial appearances really sold it. Now you can go, Don. I'm sorry.
Sorry, no, that's fine. Now, like for example, on Siege Galaxy Force Optimus here, really all the hollowness that you've got, if you can tell, is there at the thighs. You know, that's pretty much it. I mean, everything else is pretty much folding in.
That's mostly for the armored mode.
Yeah.
The back is not that hollow except for the slots where other stuff gets plugged in.
Yeah.
So Matt had said he appreciates the effort. Another place where I really appreciate the effort is with what they're doing with the Cyberverse, with the, like, character selection and some of the design stuff. First wave of Cyberverse, not that great. downright questionable. But, like, when it comes to, especially with the new stuff, like we talked about Skybite before, the selection of what they're inserting to it. I mean, Hasbro has done a pretty good job with their secondary stuff, you know, throwing homages and things in, but I think they're doing an especially good job now. This Alpha Trion figure, again, not necessarily something I would even buy, which is probably not, but I like the look of it. I mean, I'll probably buy it if I see it. But it looks nice. So this comes from the In Demand Toys page. It's a photo of the soon-to-be-released Alpha Trion. It's the laser beam blast.
Which has flip-out guns.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like, I like the way Cyberverse Hot Rod looks, but I just can't get over the fact that at the price point they're selling Cyberverse Hot Rod, with as simple as he is, compared to what we were getting with RID near the end of the line and the quality that was there at almost the same price point, is just not a very good value.
I mean,
for
I can't...
If that's the replacement line, the correlation is not there. The price is there, but what you're getting in Hot Rod is not even close to what you got in Bisque or Bludgeon or all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you have to look at in terms of what Cyberverse is versus what Robots in Disguise was, they're leaning into a very specific part of the play pattern for the Transformers. Because of the target demographic they're aiming at. So they're going for things that are more in the style of, you know, automated transformation stuff, simple, easy to handle things. Now, you know, we may not get the highly detailed, intricate design versions of these character models that we might want to have for our collections. But if it's something that plays better to the kids that they want to bring in with this specific series, I mean, I can kind of live with that and just, you know, cherry pick stuff that I think will look cool enough just standing still on the shelf like this. Yeah. Alpha Trion, because what alternative do we have for an Alpha Trion except that Titans Return one, which nobody likes that much?
Yeah.
Well, it just
how weird is it that this is like our second mass retail Alpha Trion figure in like 3 years.
Yeah.
That's true. It just seems to me that the drop in target audience focus is minor compared to the drop in quality in toys. But maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from. And looking at it from that perspective, I can agree with a lot of what you're saying. But I think doing that, we're looking at it incorrectly.
I would also just like to say that I have complained about like character selection, but I do love that Alpha Trion and Chromia are now just things that happen to get toys.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
So next news item makes me remember something that a friend texted me about today. So this is the Transformers Furei Model 06 IDW Megatron. Just reminded me that there's an IDW Transformers Humble Bundle out there right now.
Oh yeah,
and I'm assuming it's pretty complete because now that you know the
it's everything.
Yeah, so I don't know what price point you have to hit to get everything, but it's 15. Worth it, whatever it is.
I think 15.
Crazy.
Yeah, 15 for 15 for pretty much everything before the reboot.
That's amazing. Okay, so Jason, was it Jason who wanted to gush about this?
Including Chris McFeely's Transformers Historia, incidentally.
Okay, I already have it, but now have it on another format. So we just go do that. While... Okay, you guys talk about this.
Yeah, Jason,
Megatron.
Talk about Furei Model Megatron.
He's lovely. I have him pre-ordered. I can't wait to get him. It's literally like the Milne design just came right off the page. It's perfect.
I still feel like the face sculpt is not quite there to capture it, but yeah, it's probably the closest you'll get to a fully accurate Alex Milne design as a toy.
Yeah, or no, model. Yeah, I'll give you the face sculpt there as well, but I have IDW Prime. Well, who knows? BBTS decided to take a week to ship my box, so maybe I'll have it in this sometime this month. But Prime's due in a couple days, and so I have him built, and I can't wait to pair up Megatron with him because it's just kind of looks so freaking cool.
I'm gonna pull a Don and
I wonder what it would take to have McFeely make us like a voice chip for this thing.
Oh, hey, you know, I'm sure. Okay, if anybody in third parties is watching this, make some kind of make like a new gun, but have Chris McFeely voice chip in the gun like they did for the Infinite Transformations of Megatron. You will sell thousands of these things.
So, Diecast, what were you going to be wrong about?
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to pull Don and say, I don't really need this because I have the Masterminds Creation one that actually transforms, and it's a great figure.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a valid alternative. If you're not into building model kits, like, I can totally see, you know, taking the pre-built toy version that's already out there. Even if it doesn't maybe check quite all the boxes, this does because this is a completely different level of product. The thing to consider, though, when Megatron appeared like that in the comics, he was basically physically past the point of being capable of transforming anyway, so the model is actually even that much more accurate to what it's depicting.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
I have a bundle now, so...
Oh, so when, so after he became an Autobot, he couldn't transform?
His body was so messed up by all the stuff that led to him changing to be an Autobot that he just... transformation was basically out of the question. It probably would have killed him to try.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we gushed about that. Next item we're talking about. Okay, so Siege Galaxy Upgrade Optimus Prime in hand images of Cybertron War Within Leader. What's...
Of course, Don's been showing that.
We've seen Don's in hand review already. So.
Yeah, so we know about that. Sorry.
Well,
How often do I get something before diecast? Honestly, how often do I get something before diecast?
Rare.
This is true.
I don't like to. Is that the official name of this? Galaxy Upgrade
Optimus Prime. That's what's on the nameplate.
I hate that.
Yeah, I think that's why we're just still calling it Galaxy Force Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah.
I look at that. It's like, it sounds like a third party name. I'm like, what the hell?
I would love some bios on some of these characters. Like, if they did like a. Like if IDW posted bios or something just to flesh out how he got this, why he got this, where did it come from? Just
well, the comic will probably cover that eventually.
That's true.
Yep.
Because like in the comic, he's already in the base cab robot form of that toy, so I'm sure they will talk at some point about the addition of the armor.
Oh, so with Humble Bundle, you can't email it to your Amazon Kindle. I think it's Story Bundle or another one of these services where you can actually just email the stuff directly to your Kindle for downloading. Okay, well, that's fine. So, sorry, I'm looking at this. Transformers Siege Battlemasters Wave 2 found in stores. The problem with this is whenever I see them, when it comes to like the Legion scale figures or Legion scale, whatever the we're calling the stuff, I don't remember if I have it or not. So I'll see it and I'll just skip it.
Well, so, you don't have Taraxodon because that's just come out.
I know I don't, but I'm like I just don't.
And there's the hammer one too. What is it? Smashdown. No,
that's the next wave.
So yeah, I need to be very actually.
This is whatever.
There's another target master gun, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Taraxodon's the important one.
Yeah. Aimless, yeah.
Aimless.
Okay. Right, so Misfire is the one that comes with Smashdown.
Yeah.
So, of course, as a reminder, check out, you know, their Amazon links, tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy whatever. You can buy Cadbury eggs for Don through tfradio.net/MassyAttack. Don could really use those. I added something to the Massey Attack list recently. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Cadbury eggs and cherry vanilla Pepsi.
Okay, yes. Okay, good. kill me before I turn 50 from all the sugar, and y'all aren't getting all my toys because you're not down for them.
If you want to make such an investment, instead of the Pepsi, you should really do the Cadbury eggs and a case of Surge.
Ooh, I don't like Surge.
I'll be honest with you guys. I'm buying something on that Massey Attack wish list right now.
For Don. I guess we'll find out about that next week.
I don't need the coffin, okay? I don't need the coffin.
Oh, the coffin. I can't afford that.
While Brian's doing that, though, you can pre-order a lot of Siege stuff, like Omega Supreme at tfradio.net/Siege Omega. That comes out in August. Jetfire comes out in July, I think, and that's at tfradio.net/Siege Jetfire. Mm-hmm. Also, Studio Series Optimus, the Bumblebee movie one, number 38, is due to be released on April 1st. And last I checked, you can still get a pre-order in for that at tfradio.net/SS38. And that's a really good Optimus Prime toy. I'm very happy with mine. Even Hey Mickey likes it. Yeah. And, you know, if Hey Mickey likes it with minimal reservations, you know that's a sign of quality.
You'll be getting something. Just let me know. You're welcome.
That'll be interesting for next week's show.
Yeah. Now, you were saying the Bumblebee Optimus was going to be released. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay.
April 1st is the on sale date for that, but you can find it in Walmart's and I think.
Oh yeah, because at this point already. Yeah, my local Walmart had about 10 Rampages and about 5 Optimuses.
Yeah.
But yet still no Wave 2 Deluxes, but they had about they must have gotten at least almost 10 cases to get 2 per case, which is just weird. It was just a sea of Rampages and there was one Optimus still in the back.
Yeah, so when I saw the, like, 3 cases of Siege Wave 2 Deluxes at my local Walmart the other day, there was 2 Rampages sitting there, too, so they'd gotten some of that Voyager Wave in and sold through the good toy and just left the robot poop monster behind instead. Which is okay. What I expected would happen, which is why I took steps to get an Optimus for myself early. It was worth it.
Cool. And again, thanks to everybody who uses our link. I don't have the really cool section of the podcast like Jason does, where he goes through the list and talks about the purchases. I really want to
do that.
We should do that. Let's steal that from Jason.
Yeah. Well, Jason probably stole it from somebody else, so I think that's fair.
Okay. Yes,
like 90% of the podcasts out there.
Okay.
Jason's a part of the show, so it's not like, you know, we really stole it. It's his thing, and he's here, so.
Is there a new episode on Wrestling on the Edge of Forever coming out today?
Tomorrow night.
Okay, Well, I've got the last episode for the drive home tomorrow, but I'll not have the new episode then, so, okay.
So, Hold on.
What's on this upcoming episode, Jason?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we actually found, I kid you not, a good episode of Voyager. I know, I'm just as shocked as you are.
The one with Leonardo da Vinci.
No.
The one where Neelix is dead for 18 hours and then
has the Tree of Life.
Existential crisis.
The Bride of Chaotica.
The two-parter where there was another Federation starship in the Delta Quadrant all along.
The two-parter where they're in Los Angeles in 1996?
No. God, I hate that one.
I know, that's more of a it's so bad it's good thing.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. No, yeah. Death
was
Wish
it Threshold?
Season 2. No.
Threshold is that one
that episode. That one episode of Star Trek.
Of course I know that, but, you know.
Hey, Jason, what was it? Because I didn't hear you.
It's Death Wish.
Okay.
Oh, the Q2 episode.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I see Charles Bronson.
That's probably the legitimately one good use of Q in Voyager.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I was thinking about the use of Q after Next Generation and why he only appeared on Deep Space Nine once, besides that episode was objectively kind of bad. It was no fun for Q to go to Deep Space Nine because Sisko would just hit him.
Yes.
I love that.
He was intimidated.
Sisko would not react the way Q wanted, so Q just gave up. It wasn't entertaining anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess this... yeah, never mind.
And that also was just kind of a bad episode.
It's a bad episode. So, hey, let's see here. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got a few decent things going here. We've got the unboxing we talked about before of the BotBots Challenge Series 2 promo pack. We've got Jack's gallery for Voyager Soundwave, which, yeah, that is a really nice figure. I do like that a lot. Also, my review of the second issue of the new IDW Transformers comic, which is still kind of slow. And
among other problems it shared with the first issue.
Yeah, one of the biggest problems I've seen just looking around is that I really feel like the mandate, whether it came from IDW or Hasbro, to have everything as on model with the Siege toys as possible is really holding these artists back, because I've looked at some of their stuff elsewhere and they are capable of art a lot more interesting and lively on their own than, you know, things that are much better than putting every single like 3mm peg and screw hole onto Megatron.
I was thinking about this too. I wonder if the pages were with what was the artist's name? Cache Whitman.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if their art is the way it is versus how their solo stuff is, because there was more of a time constraint on this. Because having a different artist and colorist to do those pages is really standing out and feeling like we need to get this filled in quickly. Like maybe that was a late in the game change to how they were having these issues paced out.
That's a possibility, but I really feel like I don't know if it's a time constraint because there's just so much. There is a lot of detail put into this, and it's very sharp and clear and well done. It's just that it's all. There were parts where it was so good. I was wondering if this was being done like from promotional renders of the figures. It's that clear, and that is an excellent skill to have. And I don't think it would serve the story as well as letting Whitman do what they do in their default style. Mm. But beyond that, we've also got scans from the latest Figure King magazine, which has some new photos of the legendary Nemesis Prime that is going to be the 7-Eleven exclusive in Japan, and a set of hard copies of Siege Refractor in camera mode.
Yeah, I don't know if any of these are actually new pictures. That's why I just put in what's on T-Form. I don't think there's anything actually new or particularly relevant in here.
Yeah.
Cool. Of course, you can find the show in show notes at tfradio.net. I realize that, you know, most people just listen to the podcast, but if you want to see the links we talk about, tfradio.net/the episode number, so that's tfradio.net/615 to find those links. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio. Like I said, I'll be doing some unboxing and stuff here over the weekend on Periscope, so that'll be on Twitter. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. YouTube, of course, just search for Radio Free Cybertron. I'm on Twitter at bkilby, and I'm on Instagram at briankilby. You can leave us a voicemail, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. Rob Springer is on Twitter at RoboRobSpringer. You can find him at zonebase.org. John had a drop, but John is that John D everywhere. Jason, you've been gone. How do people get a hold of you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, but more Twitter, at Jason S. Kirk, and povicacy.com if you're interested in listening to us talk about the one good episode of Voyager.
So do you have everything, all your podcasts in one feed? I know you have all your podcasts in one feed, but do you have individual feeds for your other shows?
Yep, we have a main feed and individual feeds.
Okay, I like the main feed idea because I tend to like the podcast everybody does. If, you know, if I like one show they do.
Yeah.
So, I like that. That's our most popular feed for us. Right now, mostly it's just RFC, but when we have other shows up, that's our number one feed far and away.
Yeah, you're kind of the reason I did that because I'm like, well, Brian does it, and I know a couple other people do. I was like, I think I'll go with that.
Cool. Okay. Chris.
I would recommend following at Play With Photos on Twitter because by this time next week, I should have MP43 Beast Wars Megatron, and I'm sure I'll be wanting to take pictures of that. So as I'm messing around with lighting setups and stuff, I'm sure there'll be lots of random photos going out on Twitter and also on Instagram, where you can find basically the same kind of content. But if Instagram's a little bit more convenient for you to consume your visual media on the go, you can find that at instagram.com/playwithphotography. And then, of course, when it comes time for full gallery and, you know, other articles and such, there's the website that all this is based around, playwithphotography.com. And, you know, if you like the stuff I'm doing and want to help support that, you can contribute on Patreon for as little as $2 per month at patreon.com/playwithphotos. I am going to be in founder account status because I have my page going before May 1st cutoff date before they change their plan tiering, so I will get the maximum amount of money out of your contributions versus people who start their pages after that.
I should start, you know, one.
Nothing good lasts forever.
Not necessarily that I'll promote it, but just so that if we ever do it, we don't get shafted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow me personally for whatever unfathomable reason, I'm on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I don't think I've really screen capped any amusing out of context Star Trek stuff lately, or Gundam Wing or whatever. But I'm definitely still not sleeping, so that part of my bullet point outline is still true.
Yeah, there's definitely a shortage of competing face-off cockpit screaming, you know, on Twitter right now. I think that's a gap you could fill.
Maybe. Yeah. I'll look into it.
Rob, speaking of cockpits.
Well, I'll start with my Patreon since we just talked about Chris's. I probably also have the founder thing going. I'm on Patreon at patreon.com/flailthroughs, which supports my YouTube work. I am still covering the free-to-play PlayStation 4 game Gundam Battle Operation 2, which is still updating constantly. Every Thursday we go over the new mobile suits added and any other features that I have learned about by the time I wake up on Thursday morning and get that video going. Also, just daily videos of gameplay for the game. And if you want to request a specific color scheme or anything like that, you can drop a couple of bucks on me and I will do my best to do that. And boy, I am blathering here. But either way, also on Twitter as Flailthroughs and also at Figure Viewers, and keep an eye on the T-Formers TV YouTube channel because there should be something new there soon, hopefully.
So can I request Wufei?
Unfortunately, his Gundam is not in this because there's a bunch of different continuities.
Okay. No Wufei.
Yeah, sadly the free-to-play Gundam game that would have had that in it just closed down recently because it just never grabbed most people as well as Battle Operation 1 and 2 did.
Cool. Let's see here. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2. I also tweeted a picture of one of the Transformer decals I got today that I put on one of my new cars.
Oh, what was it? I didn't see it.
It's the Bumblebee movie decal.
Okay. I need to get another of the Armada ones that you got me because I traded them in the car that had it on it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll do it. You already did it once, and I was very, very thankful for that. But
okay, Diecast, you said one of the new cars, plural. How many new cars have you bought?
I'm always buying new cars.
He's a wheeler and dealer, dude.
You know, on Taobao, you can get pretty much anything.
But yeah,
Taobao is the Amazon.
Yeah, but they only have three wheels when he gets them.
Oh God. Okay, Diecast, go ahead.
You can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast or like my page. Please do that. That helps out a lot. And please watch my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews or YouTube at youtube.com/RFCReviews.
Is it youtube.com/RFCReviews? I thought it was like Diecast117 or something.
No, it's RFC Reviews.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and I got those windows that I want to do. I still got another unboxing to do of the Combiner War or the Rise of the Combiners for the Transformers trading card game. There's definitely some content that I want to get up there.
Cool. Very cool. Matt. Okay. Don.
All right. I'm thinking about starting a Patreon myself. That way you can pay me not to make puns. So I'll be saying,
my God.
Please start a Patreon. Please start a Patreon.
So that way if you pay me, no more puns.
That's the ultimate dynamics.
That counts as extortion, but.
No, it's the ultimate dynamics.
Fair enough.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Very cool. Okay. So I am in my hotel room right now, and I'm connected over my cell phone, so I'm certain I have burned through gigabytes of data that I need. Whoops. So, yeah. So we'll be back next week. I'll see you later.
See you guys.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, what are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?